Grand Rapids Ballet School. Ballet School excited to bring ballet classes to our lakeshore, and in partnership with Holland Area Arts Council, we talk all things Holland with you, Lorimer Freestone, Lorimer Williams Freestone, Executive Director. Take it away.
Well, thanks, Shelley. It's really great to be here, and I'm really happy to have my very good friend, Attila Masalogo. I always do that. I'm Masalogo. From the Grand Rapids Ballet School. Attila is actually originally from Hungary, and he has he's come to the United States quite some time ago, 20 years ago, something like that. 25 years ago. He was with the Joffrey Ballet and with many, many companies, but then luckily the Grand Rapids Ballet attracted him, and he became the director of the junior company in 2011, but just in 2017 became the artistic director of the school. So very lucky for the Grand Rapids Ballet School and very lucky for West Michigan. Now, over the last couple of years, we've gotten to know each other because the Grand Rapids Ballet has done a wonderful program for the Arts Council in Holland. It's called the Nutcracker Ballet Tea, and they perform, the junior company performs at a lovely a pre-holiday celebration. They perform vignettes of the Nutcracker, while Attila actually plays Drosselmeyer and tells the story of the Nutcracker. So it's a great holiday tradition, which we're going to do again this year, so it's November 19th. But then, in our discussions, and because they've been hanging out at our playhouse, they noticed that there's a really wonderful dance room, dance studio in our space, and they thought, wonder what we could do here. So Attila, welcome, and welcome to the Arts Council, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, it's like you said, the Grand Rapids Ballet has been around for quite some time, and you know, just to go back just a few years prior to our engagement with the Holland's Arts Council, the Grand Rapids Ballet has been visiting the Zeeland Holland area for quite some time now. Annually, we do the Grand Rapids Ballet Company actually does a small performance with the symphony as well at the Zeeland High School. And so we've been visiting the Holland area for quite some time, but it hasn't happened until 2 years ago that we actually made the final efforts and steps to make a collaboration with our Nutcracker and start going in that direction. And I'm really, really happy and proud to say that I think it has gone beyond expectations. It's really a wonderful little program that I think everybody's really enjoying, everybody involved is enjoying, and it's just fantastic to be able to do that in the Holland community.
And because of that, now the Grand Rapids Ballet is going to offer classes starting this fall, September 11th, to little ones in our area. And so, and they'll be held at the Arts Council. So, Attila, tell us a little bit about the program, because it's beyond just simple little classes for beginner ballet. We've got several programs. As a matter of fact, you've got two special needs programs too, which are really very exciting to talk about.
Absolutely. You know, it goes back to our collaboration and the results that it was showing. You know, you know, during the holidays, we get very optimistic about, you know, the outlook of things. But, you know, once you sit down, you know, when the new year starts and you really look back and see what kind of effect did we actually bring into a community. And over again, you know, it shows that dance makes a great difference in people's lives. And, you know, when we go out into the Holland community and we do the Little Nutcracker series, the Little Tea Party, and we get the feedback from young students that they get inspired by the stories. They get inspired by the music, by the dance. We talk to parents, and the feedback from them is, you know, I've never seen my child pay attention so closely to a live performance. You know, something in the back of our heads started manifesting, you know. How could we make this a little bit more, not just once a year, a special event in Holland, but how could we actually, from Grand Rapids, reach out into the Holland community and make our programming available to families and students that are looking for that creative outlet that we can bring to them through our programs. And one of the first obvious choices that came up to me was, okay, I believe that these are the classes that will work. So what we're trying to do is bring our not to say our favorite or most popular classes to the Holland area, but with our audiences in mind, you know, we are bringing a creative dance to the Holland community, which will be for ages 3 and up. We'll bring a beginner ballet class, ages 6 to 9. So there's a pretty good age variety in there. And like Lorma mentioned it earlier, we're bringing a couple of different classes as well. One of them is an Explorer dance class, which is basically dance for kids with Down syndrome. And, you know, we've had this class in our Grand Rapids school curriculum for quite some time now. And every time, you know, we get feedback from parents and students, it's always the same. You know, they can't talk enough about how wonderful it is that there's something like this out there for kids to be able to express themselves, to be able to move and work on coordination and balance. And it doesn't feel like physical therapy. It doesn't feel like a doctor's visit. It actually feels fulfilling and inspiring, and it's very creative. And of course, you know, music always helps.
Well, and the other exciting thing about this is that the Grand Rapids Ballet is really our state ballet company, isn't it? It just really is the premier ballet company in the state of Michigan.
It is.
And so
it is.
The school is highly regarded, and so exciting to bring that level of professionalism to the Holland area for children who are going into ballet. I couldn't be more excited about that. So the level of education that these students will get at that very beginning entry level will set them on a stage or set them on a path which is only good for their development and their success. So and to be able to go to the performances and to have that whole we're right 25 minutes away from Grand Rapids, so the children who are in the classes can very easily access those wonderful performances that the ballet gives. There's another interesting program, too, that the ballet is going to do, working with Evergreen Commons, which is our senior care center and senior activity center. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your Parkinson's class.
Well, you know, the Parkinson's program, we have a Parkinson's program, Moving with Parkinson's, at the Grand Rapids Ballet School in Grand Rapids. And just by accident, I kind of stumbled into that class when the teacher that was teaching it and conducting the class, you know, she had to take a leave of absence. And I've kind of stepped into the place. I trained under her and made sure that I had all the right requirements and had the same agenda going forward as she did. And I started teaching the class a few years back. And you know, the more familiar I get with the participants in class, you know, I ask them, how could we expand the program? What would be the best thing that we could do to get more people involved in it? You know, we have a really lovely sized class, about 15 to 20 people, you know, people with Parkinson's and their caretakers and spouses. And it's a free class for everybody. You know, don't live music. We do it once a week for about 45 minutes. And it's very, very successful. But continuously, the problem that I kept running into was we live in Michigan. And the only reason why I mentioned that is that because as soon as the weather gets to be a little bit on the darker side, you know, somebody with Parkinson's might not feel comfortable getting into their car and driving. Not even 5 blocks, not even 10 minutes. So it becomes very difficult for them to commute to these classes, regardless of how available they are. So basically what I came up with, the idea was that instead of trying to shuttle everybody downtown Grand Rapids, how about we develop all these satellite programs where, you know, the teachers, in this case myself, could actually reach out into other communities, and instead of bringing people to the class, we'll take the class to them. And the Evergreens Commons, you know, once we approached them with the idea, they were more than happy and willing to jump right on that bus and just, you know, take a ride.
Yeah, it is great. Well, you know, the Arts Council, too, has had some special needs class that is actually in its 30th year, our Art for All classes. So this folds right into our commitment to bringing arts to everyone. Art is for all people and all abilities, and we're really excited to offer this class for children with Down syndrome, and we hope to expand it beyond those levels of ability too, because we've got you know, there's room for expansion, I believe, and especially given that we are such good friends, Attila.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, this is the first step. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we should mention that, as far as I know, I've been with the Grand Rapids Ballet for almost 25 years, and as far as I know, we've never had anything like this before, a satellite program. We've never developed one. So we're not quite sure how far we can take this, you know. Yeah.
Well, the success is based on people signing up their children for the classes. So you can find out more about these classes on the Arts Council's website. You go to hollandarts.org and click on the children's classes, and you can see them listed there. And the registration can happen. The link will go right to the Grand Rapids Ballet Company website. Or you can go directly to the Grand Rapids Ballet Company website. The ballet school.
That's correct. Ballet School website.
So that's the way to do it. The classes do start in September. So I would imagine once the word is out, they'll fill up quickly.
Registrations are open.
Right. So. And if you have any questions, if you live in the Holland area, you want to just stop in to the Arts Council at 150 East 8th Street. We have all the registration forms right there as well, so you can kind of see where the class is going to take place, if that makes you feel better. But we can send you to the Grand Rapids Ballet website as well. But you can just stop in to see us, and we can tell you all about the program.
Great. Attila, thank you, Director of the Grand Rapids Youth Ballet. Keeping busy you are. How's Vivian Cameron doing?
Oh, they're doing great. You know, we've had a fantastic summer. It seems like it just flew by. So every moment that we can take, we grab onto it and just run into the sunset and, you know, with sand in our toes and just going and going.
That's great.
Attila. All right, a couple minutes left, Lorma, for what is happening in Holland?
Well, there's a lot happening. It's really a busy time with the students coming back to Hope College. I would urge everyone to go to the Hope College website, hope.edu, for their arts programming. There's all kinds of things happening. The Holland Area Arts Council opens its 30th All Michigan, All Media Art Competition on August 25th. It's a statewide exhibition, and it's a juried exhibition. And our juror was Jay Constantine this year. So really exciting show. All the artwork is in-house right now, so it's been really fun to see it come in. And then the other exhibit that we have is Drawing on Ideas, which is an in-house curated show. Mary Sundstrom, our program director, curated a wonderful exhibit of people's drawings from our area, which are really interesting. Very, very interesting show. And fun activities. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary at the Holland Area Arts Council this year. And the big thing is our Back in Time family party that's going to be on September 16th. It is a free, open, crazy party that's all about time travel. We're going to take you through the 5 decades of the Arts Council. We're going to be doing all kinds of projects based on each decade. So we're going to do some tie-dyeing from the 60s, and we're going to be doing some love bead making, and maybe even we're just going to have a project that's a couple of projects based in each decade. So it's really going to be fun. We'll have hot dogs and ice cream and popcorn and it's going to be from noon until 3 p.m. on Saturday, September 16th, and the entire region is invited, because we couldn't have been so successful for 50 years without everyone in our community. So come to that. And the Holland Symphony has its Classics Up Close concert on September 8th. And that's at the First United Methodist Church. And then Saturday, September 9th, Symphonic Table is their fundraiser down at the beautiful Pleasant Hill Farm in Fenville, Michigan. So you can get tickets. Go to hollandsymphony.org for that. Kreisinger has a wonderful new exhibit. The Kreisinger Museum of Hope College has From Beyond the Stars, which explores innovations that occurred in Japanese art during the Meiji period, 1868 to 1912. And so that opens on August 29th, so don't miss that. Of course, the Farmers Market is open. Windmill Island is open. All kinds of wonderful things. Holland Museum is open. And the Holland Civic Theater is going to be doing, Death Trap. So I'm not sure whether they've cast that all yet. So check hollandcivictheater.org in case there are still openings in that show. Park Theater has great stuff coming up. Keller Williams and Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake and Palmer come to the Park Theater. So lots of really fun things happening. Zealand Peddlers Market is open September 16th, so go to that too after you've come to our 50th anniversary celebration.
Yes, comes full circle back to the council. Thank you very much, Lorma. One more time, your best website?
HollandArts.org.
All right. Thanks, Tilla. Thanks, Lorma.
Thank you so much.
All About Holland on a monthly basis. Take care.
Thanks, Tilla.